Now we turn to John DeScala, who blogs as Johnny Jet. He's a travel writer who flies a lot and gets a lot of upgrades with frequent flyer miles. Last year, he started urging people like him to give up their upgrades to members of the military. He felt it was the least they could do since they, the troops, had given up so much more. Well, that was underscored last Tuesday. John was on Delta Flight 2255 from Atlanta to Los Angeles. There were members of the military on board. Before the flight landed, the pilot made an announcement. We'll let John pick up the story from there. He's written it beautifully on his blog, johnnyjet.com. John, what did the pilot say?
So about 45 minutes prior to landing, the pilot said that we're transporting a fallen soldier, and you know, the plane went quiet, and he said there was a military escort on board, and he asked everyone to remain seated for a couple minutes after we pulled up to the gate so the military escort can get off first to tend to the casket. And then he also warned us that if we see fire trucks when we land, don't be alarmed, because Los Angeles likes to greet their fallen military with a water cannon salute. And there was also a police escort as well.
You have flown quite a bit and seen water cannon salutes before, but what was this one like?
This one was completely different. Usually they're all happy occasions. This one was extremely sad. You know, seeing the water drops roll down the window, you know, it looked like tears coming from heaven.
Yeah. How shocking was this for people on board to realize that you are suddenly, in effect, in the middle of a funeral?
Yeah, actually, I never even thought about that. But the plane just went silent after he announced it. You know, before people were chit-chatting and, you know, talking about, you know, what they thought might have been some of their problems, when in reality they realized they really didn't have that big of problems. Yeah. And it was, you could almost hear a pin drop.
Well, and then another military officer steps on board. What did he tell you?
That one was the most moving. I actually took video of it. His voice, he had a profound voice. But he was a volunteer. It turns out it's a whole honor guard. And he got on and said, "I just addressed the escort. It is a sworn oath to bring home to the family the fallen." He paused and then said, "Today you all did that. You're all escorts, escorts of the heart." And then thanked us for our time and walked off the plane.
What did people do?
They just looked down, looked around, didn't say a word. It was very moving, and then got even more emotional when we stepped off the plane. I was in the middle of the plane, and when I got off, there was already a crowd from my flight just watching through the window, witnessing one of the saddest things you'll ever see in your life. And that was watching the LAX baggage handlers and the Army military taking the flag-covered casket off the plane. I could see the family to the left. It looked like the mother or the wife and some younger kids with blankets draped over them. Right when I saw the mother or the wife walk slowly up to the casket and put her right hand out and put it on it, my heart broke and I just walked away.
What does this do for you? I mean, for one thing, it's a reminder, you know, people are dying in faraway countries in war.
Right.
But what has it done to you?
Oh, no, it's definitely changed me. I mean, I've taken thousands of flights, and this one I will never forget.
Did you ever find out who the soldier was, who the family was?
I Googled it when I got home, and I have a pretty good idea who it is, but I actually kind of wrote it for all military. And now I've been getting messages from, you know, all kinds of veterans and parents saying, "Thank you for writing this. You know, my son or daughter did not die in vain." No. It's just not about one person, it's about them all.
It's the unknown soldier.
Exactly.
That's travel writer John DeScala. He blogs and tweets as Johnny Jet. To read his blog post about Flight 2255 and to hear the honor guard address the passengers, go to hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And Nuance, with Dragon speech recognition software for students, professionals, parents, and any computer user. More at Nuance.com.